I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I've been covering San Antonio Spurs since 2004 from Press Row, and you can find all my work and the crew's work over at the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Oh, and by the way, if you have an Alexa device, all you got to do is just say Locked On Spurs to your Alexa device, and it'll pop up, and that includes for every Locked On NBA show on the Locked On NBA Network. All right, so let's go ahead and dive right into this episode. Your San Antonio Spurs have been playing phenomenal. Four-game winning streak heading into their game versus the Pistons. And, yeah, a lot of credit has to be due to the play of DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge. But maybe lurking in the background, and he's been getting quite noticeable of late, is guard Dirk White. Dirk White has been the starting point guard for your Spurs, and he's been looking phenomenal, whether it be driving to the rim, to be doing a good job defensively, giving those dimes out, either all. You look at what he's doing, he is playing phenomenal. But the question is it too soon? Has he arrived? Or maybe this is just too much too soon for the young guard. So to talk about Dirk White today, I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, it's been quite a while, but welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Yeah, it's been some time. Been enjoying the holiday season, so
yeah,
took some time off, but I'm back. So let's go ahead and dive in and talk about Dirk White and these San Antonio Spurs that are on a hot streak.
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about Dirk White and the Spurs. Joe, when you look at White's play, there's really nothing bad you can say, at least right now. We'll talk about maybe some room for improvement later. But from the defensive end to the offensive end, he's been playing great. But let's highlight his defense. Joe, he actually locked down Kawhi Leonard for the most part versus Toronto in the recent match. And in the game versus Memphis, he did another job, stellar job, that is, defensively. Joe, I think it's time we give him some credit for what he's doing on the perimeter defensively, because let's face it, losing Murray was a big blow to that defensive front heading into this season.
Yeah, I mean, losing DeJounte Murray is always going to hurt the Spurs, because he was going to be their star point guard, and he was looking like he's going to have a breakout season with all the work he put in this summer. Unfortunately, he had an injury, and that kind of put a chink in the Spurs system. But you got to be quite happy with the way that Dirk White has been playing as of late. Looks like he's come on a little bit stronger now. He's a little bit more consistent. And his defense is really good. It's much improved, you know, compared to how he was in the beginning of the season. And the way he's playing now, as you stated, he even locked down, you know, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, you can never stop a player of Kawhi Leonard's caliber, but he did his best to contest every shot, which kind of threw, I think, Kawhi out of rhythm a little bit, because he didn't go off on the Spurs for 40 plus points. So you got to, you know, say that he did an outstanding job against the Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, you look what he's doing overall this season. He's averaging about one steal a game. And in the last three games, he's also averaging about one steal a game. So he's doing his best to try to create those second chance opportunities for San Antonio and disrupting the opposing team's defense. Joe, one thing he said after the win over Toronto was this. He said, the more time I get, the more confident I get. Joe, you may not look it on the floor, but he is definitely playing with some confidence.
Yeah, he is playing with some confidence. And you can see that in some of the stats. I'm not going to, you know, say every single number, but some of the things that stand out, he's averaging 7.6 points right now. He's averaging about 2.9 rebounds per game, 3.4 assists, and he's shooting about 47.3% from the field, which is, they're very solid numbers. You know, he's making his shots when he has the opportunity. And not only that, but he's able to get some rebounds and the 3.4 assist, meaning that he's getting his teammates involved, which is a big deal for the Spurs right now. And that's part of this hot streak that they're on, is that not only Dirk White, but also DeMar DeRozan, they're able to get their teammates involved by helping out on the assist, which is a big, big, big stat that we always look at, right, Jeff?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, how many assists did the team get as far as makes? That's a huge key if the team is passing the ball around. And Derek White is definitely part of that. As Joe mentioned, 3.4 assists overall through 31 games. And now, before we continue, let's make it very clear. Joe and I were talking about Derek White before the Spurs take on the Detroit Pistons. So maybe some of the stats will be a little different by the time you're listening to this show. But basically, we're talking about D. White prior to the Spurs-Pistons match. So he's definitely a big part of that. 3.4 dimes, as Joe mentioned, overall through 31 games. But Joe, you look at what he has done in the last three games. That's kind of dipped a little bit. He's now down to 2.3 assists per game. Again, nothing really to get too worried about. The point is, he's definitely getting people involved, Joe.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the key, because right now the San Antonio Spurs are down one of their star players in DeJounte Murray. So it's imperative that the team actually share the ball and share the scoring load. And I think they've been doing that. They've been doing a really good job of that as of late. And, you know, players like Derek White, or even like, you know, a Bryn Forbes, these players are role players that are flourishing right now in the Spurs system, because they brought in, Jeff, they brought into this defense first mindset. And when they don't go ahead and they play defense first, the Spurs system becomes a little bit easier, and so does their game. It gives the player more confidence, because now they're relying more and they're trusting more in their teammates. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing with Derek White. He's not only flourishing, but he's trusting his teammates. And with that, it's boosting his confidence. So I expect his numbers to maybe go up even more before the season's over.
Yeah, you look, DeMar DeRozan was asked about the play of Derek White during the Spurs three-game homestand, and he summed it up in one word: awesome. That's how he described Derek White. Now, LaMarcus Aldridge, he's been very vocal about his pleasure of seeing Derek White on the court. He's saying he has a high basketball IQ, that he gets people involved, as Joe and I have been mentioning. He's scoring, et cetera, et cetera. Joe, how important is that when his own teammates are acknowledging what he's doing on the court and they're starting to trust him?
Yeah, it says a lot, because they're actually, you know, when they give you compliments, your teammates are seeing all the work that you're putting in. Maybe not people of the media such as me or you, because we're not there in, you know, everyday practice or in the weight room with these guys when they're working out during the, you know, at the gym. But they can see all the work that he's putting in before the game he's even, you know, played. So by them seeing how hard he's working and seeing how his game has progressed and them giving him props, it can do nothing more than just give him even more confidence. And that's what these young players need.
Yeah, you're right. You know, confidence is key. Derek White, he mentioned it very vocally in the post-game chat with the media, which I attended, saying, you know, he needs that confidence, and more reps he gets, obviously that goes for any player. But considering the fact that the Spurs were down a point guard, DeJounte Murray, a guard that can do it on both ends of the court. Remember, Murray was named to the second team all-defensive NBA team last season before he got hurt. So that was a big flaw. That was a big concern heading into this season. How will the Spurs survive without a defensive force in the perimeter? We know they lost Kawhi. We know they lost Danny, and they lost Kyle. But here's Derek White stepping up in a department the Spurs definitely needed. You know, Forbes, you know, credit to him. You know, he is trying, but, you know, he's not the defensive guy. Same thing for Bellinelli. Same thing for DeMar DeRozan. So here's D. White stepping up in a spot where the Spurs needed it, and he's doing it magnificently, as Toronto, as Memphis. He's been playing great. But Joe and I, we're going to take a quick break. We get back, we're going to dive into some more numbers concerning Derek White. All right, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, by the way, we had some fun on the Ticket 760 Chris Jewell show, didn't we?
Yeah, it was always a good time. I had my friend from Japan join us as well in the studio. Shout out to you, Taro Katani. He's one of the biggest Spurs fans from Japan, and he joined us for that show, and it was quite interesting to talk Spurs basketball with an international fan.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a good time hanging out with Ticket 760 and talking Spurs and with our good buddy Taro. Now, Joe, let's go and continue talking about Derek White. Now, looking at some of the numbers, Joe, you mentioned some of his overall stats. One thing I want to bring up in his last three is this. The dude is averaging 20 points per game for San Antonio in the last three games. Joe, that is tremendous.
Oh, yeah, that is tremendous because, like I said, in the absence of missing a DeJounte Murray, which is a very dynamic and athletic player, you need everybody firing on all cylinders and all hands on deck. You know, everybody that's out there needs to score. And when you can get not only good defense out of your point guard and Derek White, which, you know, he's flourishing this year, but you're also getting offense out of him, that's a big plus. You know, I'm sure that Popovich is happy as long as the team is just playing defense. But when you can get production like you've been getting out of Derek White, that's always going to help the plus minus at the end of the day and keep Coach Pop a happy man.
I'm glad you brought up the plus minus because if we're looking at his net rating in the last three games, Joe, an 11.6. So he's definitely making a positive impact for San Antonio, Joe.
Oh, yeah. You can see that. I mean, you can see his – not only that, but you see his confidence growing every single game. And, you know, like you said, that plus minus, it's, you know, he's doing a great job. Can you imagine if his confidence even, you know, gets bigger and what he'd really be able to do? And not only that, I think he's coming into his own just at the right time because you want him playing at this high level before you hit the rodeo road trip, before you make that push for the playoffs in March.
I want to bring up one more stat, Joe, before we ask kind of a big question before the next break, is this, and it needs to be highlighted. In the last three games, Joe, 50% of his scoring is coming from the paint. He's averaging 10 points per game just in the paint, Joe. That tells me this is a guy who's attacking that rim and not afraid to go into the trees, get fouled, you know, get some opportunities for creating space for LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, he penetrates, he dishes it out for LMA, you know, other fellas, you know, kicking it out for a three-point shot. The point is, Joe, he's showing a little bit of everything now. He's getting it done in the paint. We talked about his assists in the first segment. You highlighted his field goal percent shooting. We talked about his defense. Joe, he's becoming a very well all-around guard right now.
Yeah, he's kind of reminded me a little bit about, you know, Kyle Anderson. You know, kind of like the Swiss Army knife for the Spurs is what Kyle Anderson was. And I can kind of see Derek White fitting that role as well. You know, kind of being a Derek Anderson type of player, which means that you're very versatile. You can be moved around and play any position out there on the court. And not only that, but you're a great defender as well, which is going to keep you out there in the rotation. Because if those things start to fail a little bit, you know Coach Pop is not shy about yanking young players real quick.
Yeah, exactly. You know, again, kudos to Derek White. You know, Joe and I, we've been highlighting some of the statistical stuff. We talked about some of the players, DeMar and LaMarcus, heaping praise on him. Even Derek White realizing that he is playing a lot more confidence, which begs the question now, Joe, is it safe to say he has arrived, that he is a legit NBA guard, or is it still too soon and the jury's still out?
I think it's safe to say right now because he's put in the effort. He's done his time, and not only the G League, but here with the San Antonio Spurs, it's safe to say that he's arrived. Not only has he arrived, but it's interesting to see how much more better he can get as the season progresses. Because I think we're just seeing him barely start to come into his own. But can you imagine if he's the backup to DeJounte? I mean, the possibilities are endless, and the Spurs' future is looking really well because you want to be able to insert a player when your star point guard goes out, and they can still keep the ship going, progressing forward. So you got to like everything that's happening with Derek White right now.
Yeah, you know, for me, Joe, you know, I'm going to take the opposite. I like what I'm seeing. I like the path is going, but I'm still kind of hesitant to say he has arrived. Not because I'm devaluing anything that he's doing. We talked about the numbers. We talked about his teammate, et cetera, et cetera. But I need to see a little bit more. I just want to see it to be more consistent. Not to say he hasn't been inconsistent, because in the last three, you know, he's been showing that he can do it. And again, I'm not knocking White. He's obviously the poster child for learning the Spurs system, coming up through the G League, paying your dues in the summer league, paying your dues on that bench and learning. And it's coming together. I want to see how he does in that rodeo road trip. I want to see how he does when he's away from San Antonio. In the last three games, we're in San Antonio. And in San Antonio, we know the Spurs do well. On the road, it's quite the opposite. We'll find out you know, by the time they're listening to this show, what happened last night versus Detroit, and what we'll see tomorrow night versus Memphis again. I want to see how if he can play that role that he's been playing admirably as a starting point guard away from San Antonio and can help the Spurs fix those road woes. So, again, not trying to heap hate on him. I'm actually loving what I'm seeing out of D. White right now. I just want to see it progress. If he can show that he can help this Spurs team on the road and steady them in an area where they pretty much suck this season, their road record is atrocious, then I'll say he has arrived. But so far, he's getting close to that finish line of saying he has arrived. Okay, so Joe and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back, we're going to take a look at some room for improvement for Derek White. Okay, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia, Two Shots Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, there's nothing but praise to give to Derek White. He's earned it. You say he's arrived. I'm saying he's almost there. We know what the teammates are saying. We know what he's saying. But he's still young. He's still, what, it's his third season with the Spurs. There's still some areas of improvement. If you could pick one area of improvement for him, what would that be?
It has to be his three-point shooting. Right now, his three-point shooting is at 33.3%. If he can boost that up a little bit more, he can spread the floor. And not only that, but the game will open up a lot more for him because he's going to have his defenders respect him when he's beyond the arc, come out and defend him, and possibly give him, you know, the opportunity to really use and show his athletic ability. Because we've seen him a couple of times this year where he's been able to get loose, and you like his aggressiveness towards the rim, and he's had some explosive plays. He's had some spectacular dunks, which shows that he has hops and he does have the athletic ability to finish at the rim. So if he can go ahead and just focus more on that three-point shooting, I think that's the only aspect of the game that he's lacking in.
Yeah, you know, 33% overall through 31 games. Again, let's note, because, you know, Joe and I, we don't want to hear it later. We are talking about D. White's numbers before the Pistons game. So at least heading into Detroit, 33% overall. Now, you look at what he's done in the last three. He's shooting 83% from the three-point line. Don't let that fool you, though. He's only taken two attempts. So, you know, it definitely an area of concern. He definitely needs to work on his outside shot. For me, Joe, I would have to say his free throw shooting. In the last three games heading into Detroit, 77% free throw percentage for D. White. I also like to see his assist to turnover ratio kind of come down a bit. Again, heading into Detroit, 2.3 assists to 1 point turnover. I think that needs to just fix up a bit. I'd love to see a little bit more on the assist side than the turnover side. But yeah, for me, it's free throw and assist to turnover ratio. Joe, when you look at that assist to turnover ratio, is that simply, again, just, again, a young guard still trying to figure his way in?
I think, yeah, that is a young guard just trying to figure his way in. Because I'm sure in his third year, Tony Parker probably had similar numbers, you know, as far as the assist to turnover ratio. He was not very good at distributing the ball at that point in time. And I can remember Coach Pop taking Tony aside and giving him, you know, an earful. So we all saw that happen. So it's just something that he's just going to have to get better at. And as he gets more playing time, you know, as he's progressing even further and further into the Spurs system, we'll see some of that start clearing up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we'll start seeing that clean up again. You know, I'm just nitpicking the assist to turnover ratio right now because, you know, I'm looking at that 2.3 dimes to 1.0 turnovers. You know, that's a 50%-ish ratio, and it needs to be a little bit more on the, you know, the positive towards the dimes. You look at overall what he's doing through 31 games, it's a marked improvement, 3.4 assists to 1.4 turnovers. So, again, it's there. But in the last few games heading into Detroit, that gap has been shortening. So I need to see Derek White get better in that department. I'm really shocked at the free throw percentage, Joe. 77% heading into the Detroit game. That's high for anybody. But this is a Spurs team that has been tops, if not one of the top teams in the NBA this season, shooting from the free throw stripe so well. If he can get it into the mid-80s, I think that'd be a great improvement, Joe.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, one of the things that I found particularly interesting is this Spurs team is a very good free throw shooting team.
They're really good.
I've even heard that they can break an NBA record if they can keep this pace.
Well, their own franchise record.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. Their own franchise record if they can keep this pace up, because in the last couple of seasons, that's been one of the areas that they've been lacking in a little bit. You know, when you can't really consistently knock down your free throws, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot. But you have players, and, you know, Derek White, he's shooting at a very high level when he gets to the stripe, which makes the game, as I stated, a lot easier, because, I mean, who doesn't want to just have, an uncontested shot, you know?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
You got to love that. And I think that's one of the reasons why his numbers have been on the rise, you know, because if he's aggressive and he goes to the rim, you got to respect that if you foul him, he can knock down these shots. So that's another aspect that, you know, these opposing teams have to really gear up for, you know. So I think Derek White, as we stated, you know, with that high shooting free throw shooting percentage, he's becoming a very formidable guard here in the NBA. And, you know,
and the thing about it, Joe, he's so unassuming. He's so unassuming. He's not demonstrative on the court. He goes in, he gets the job done. He's becoming a fan favorite. You know, I've talked to him following a few games this season. Very, you know, soft spoken. He's very unassuming, and I think he uses that to his advantage on the court, because here's a guy coming up. He looks a real baby faced, and he's busting players up. So
yeah,
that's just good to see, Joe. I mean, this is just great, and I like what I'm seeing out of Derek White, and I think the Spurs guard future is secure. For this season and maybe beyond, if Derek White continues his path. So hopefully, Joe, you know, Derek White continues to improve. Any final thoughts on D. White before we put a wrap on this episode?
No, I just think, you know, everybody's seen him flourish right now. And I think what the consensus is with most of the fans is Derek White is your stereotypical Spurs player, which says a lot. It's not a knock on him whatsoever. They like his humbleness. They like that he just goes out there and plays, keeps his head down, doesn't go and do a dance or anything, mm-hmm. a la Russell Westbrook, and try to, you know, belittle the opposing mm-hmm. team in any way. He's very respectful. He's just kind of like one of those, you know, blue collar guys, man. He just goes mm-hmm. out there and gets it done. You got to love that about him.
I do, and I'm for sure all of Spurs fans throughout the globe are liking what they're seeing out of young Derek White. Joe and I, we want to hear what you have to say about the Spurs guard. Do you agree with Joe that he has arrived? Do you agree with me that maybe the jury should be out a little bit longer? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And Joe's going to tell you everything you need to know about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, you can follow us at Two Shots Podcast, and you spell it all out, TWOSHOTS Podcast, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can also check out the Two Shots Podcast Network on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
Give Joe a follow on Twitter and make sure to go check out Two Shots Podcast. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.